Welcome back to the Mike Huckabee Show on this Tuesday. I think President Obama's got to know that there's some trouble brewing right here in River City. There have been a lot of rumblings of Democrats who have expressed their either displeasure or at least their discomfort with some of the policies of the president, particularly as it relates to business. And some of the people in the Democratic Party with whom I have a wonderful relationship and have great respect, people like Ed Rendell, one of my former colleagues, former governor of Pennsylvania, Harold Ford Jr., a really exceptional leader, I think, in the Democratic Party. Cory Booker, a very thoughtful and effective mayor of Newark, New Jersey. There are a number of Democrats who have expressed that this attack on business just isn't all that healthy. But very few have been as bold as has my next guest, Barney Bishop, a lifelong Democrat, Florida native, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. And he has recently written an article in SunshineStateNews.com indicating that this year he will not be voting for the re-election of Barack Obama, but will instead vote for Mitt Romney. And that takes a lot of courage to come out from that position and say something like this. And I welcome Barney Bishop to the Mike Huckabee Show today. Barney, it's good to have you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Governor. It's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
Your article made it very clear that you're not leaving the Democratic Party. You're a lifelong Democrat. You want to remain that. But you feel like Barack Obama has taken the party, and certainly this year, in a very different direction than the Democratic Party you've grown up with. Explain what you mean by that.
Yes, sir. He's vilifying the business community, and it just doesn't make sense because everybody either works for themselves or they work for somebody else. So it's the job creators that makes our private enterprise system work, and it's been the pillars of America's economy from the very beginning. And so to talk about outsourcing and accusing Governor Romney of outsourcing when people are outsourcing only because they can't make a profit in the United States. We have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. We don't have a research and development tax credit anymore that's permanent. The president had to be drugged to the table on free trade agreements. This is a president that doesn't understand business, and that's why he's failing so miserably on the economy.
Barney Bishop is my guest here on the Mike Huckabee Show, and he is a former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party. Barney, one of the things that struck me about your comments was you were party director during the time when Bill Clinton was running for president. I've known Bill Clinton for many years. I've always had a wonderful personal relationship with him and respect him. I told Harry Thomason, one of his good friends recently, when we were together in New York, I said, Harry, I'd put on a bumper strip in my car today that said, I miss Bill, if I thought we could get him back compared to Barack Obama. I mean, Barack Obama has made Republicans truly love and miss Bill Clinton because Clinton was a pragmatist at heart, and he understood the art of governing. That's your, I guess, kind of Democrat, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is exactly. And, you know, he was from Hope, Arkansas, but he really gave us hope. This president has just uses it as a tagline. It's a bumper sticker. He doesn't know what it means. This president would be a great president of France, but he's not going to do a very good job as the president of America because he doesn't understand how our economy works. It's all about jobs, and we got 23 million people out of work. And we're not putting people to work. He's let the EPA kill jobs. The Keystone XL pipeline would have created 5,000 to 20,000 jobs direct, maybe 120,000 indirect. He kills that because his environmental friends don't want that. Well, development and business and the environment can all go together, but they can't if you're only going to look on one side of the equation, and that is what's not good for the business community in America.
Barney, what you have said this week about Barack Obama and your endorsing Mitt Romney would have been significant if you had been a Democrat from any state in the country. But the fact that you are the former executive director of the Democratic Party of Florida makes it more significant because Florida is going to be a state that the next president, whichever guy it is going to have to win. I'm sure you thought about that when you came out with this rather bold and compelling statement.
You're absolutely right, Governor, and Florida is going to be a very key swing state. There are a lot of conservative Democrats in central Florida and in North Florida, and we understand what it takes to get this country moving forward, and President Obama is not our kind of a Democrat. We can't support that kind of a person, and we have to have somebody that understands what it takes to put people back to work. And that doesn't mean criticizing the business community. I mean, first it was the banks, then it was Wall Street, then it was corporate America. This guy promised us hope and change. He said he was going to be a different kind of politician. He's the same old damn thing that we've always had from the Democrats. And we've got to have something different. We've got to give people real hope and change, and that means doing something more than talking about it. You got to do something about it.
It was not lost on me, Barney, that just yesterday, on the very day following his big speech in Roanoke, when he talked about we need to be the kind of government that can do the Hoover Dam, the Golden Gate Bridge, send a man to the moon, and I'm thinking, yes, sir, you're the president that has now outsourced our space program, and the very day yesterday that I was talking about this, Sunita Williams, an American astronaut, was launching on a rented seat on a Russian rocket to go to the space station because we don't have a significant space program anymore. Being from Florida, you have to be sensitive to the fact that along our space coast, we have lost thousands of extraordinarily important jobs because we don't have a vision for technology as it relates to the space program.
Governor, you hit the nail right on the head. More than 8,000 people lost their job on the Space Coast. I was just at Kennedy Space Center yesterday, as a matter of fact. And the day that President Obama announced that we were no longer going to have the space shuttle operating, Russia doubled the price to over $50 million for American to ride on their rockets to the International Space Station. That's a national security fiasco. It's an embarrassment to our country. And the people in the Space Coast aren't going to forget it. And I would tell you that I don't think the independents in Florida like what this president is doing. I can assure you that the senior citizens don't like what's happening with Obamacare.
Tell me what kind of pushback you have had, Barney, from fellow Democrats who have read what you've said, that you're not going to support President Obama, that you're endorsing Mitt Romney. Are they angry at you? Do they openly support you? Or do they openly say, you should have done that, but privately say, way to go?
I have had more kudos than I've had criticism. The kudos come from conservative Democrats here in North Florida and business-friendly Democrats in Florida, but the typical liberal Democrat, like you have up there in Washington, D.C., those people obviously don't like what I'm saying. But I have to tell you, Governor, there are a lot of Democrats in Florida and a lot of independents that lean to Democratic politics that want a conservative business person to run this country to keep from putting us into debt, keep from putting our children into debt and squandering what the resources that we have in this country.
Well, Barney Bishop, thank you for joining me. You are a courageous man. It is not an easy thing, having been as attached and connected to the party as you have been through your whole life, to come out during a presidential year in one of the most, if not the most significant swing state in the country and say, I cannot support the nominee of our party. I'm going to endorse Mitt Romney. So, sir, my hat's off to you for your courage and your convictions about what's important for America above party.
Well, thank you, Governor. I'm hoping that Mitt Romney and a lot of other Democrats are hoping that Romney will be our next president.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Barney Bishop, former executive director of the Florida State Party for Democrats, and he is endorsing Mitt Romney.